Government statistics say about 2.2 million adults are being held in American prisons. And for many, that means no contact with the outside world. Now a video project, Hidden Lives Illuminated, hopes to change that, at least for some. Inmates at the Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution in Chester make little films, which are then projected onto the exterior walls of another prison, Eastern State Penitentiary, now a museum, while members of the public sit outside and watch. Leading the project, Sean Kelly, Senior Vice President and Director of Interpretation at Eastern State Penitentiary, now the museum. Sean, you there?
I am, yes.
Sean, you had a great way of explaining this. You say prison walls, like the ones at Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, not only keep the prisoners in, but they keep the public out.
Oh, that's a saying you hear a lot in prisons. Paul is here. One of the filmmakers is here with me. He can tell you better than I can. But I've heard many people over the years say that when they're incarcerated, they feel really cut off from the outside world. And we want to use our wall not to divide people and break families up, but to bring people together and as a canvas for people who are incarcerated to tell their stories directly to the public.
Well, let's bring in Paul. He's an inmate. We're going to call him Paul M. because prison officials have asked that we not use his full name or talk about why you are in prison, Paul. But we know that it's been decades.
Yes, yes. Actually, one decade and a half of the second decade.
And how many years left?
Seven.
Yeah. So first, let's talk about what this project is. Sean, it involves animation, very short films, writing them and then making them themselves. Tell us more about what these films are.
We've brought in a team of animators and script writing coaches, and we've been supporting the incarcerated filmmakers here in making animated films about their lives or about issues that are close to them. Many of them wanted to write about their families. And then they've produced animated films that run about a minute and a half each, which doesn't sound like much, but a minute and a half is actually a good chunk of time. Mm. TV commercials usually 30 seconds, so it's like three in a row. Mm. And in a piece like Paul's, you can really tell a full story with a beginning, a middle, and an end that can be very evocative.
Well, Paul M., we want to hear a little bit of your film, but first tell me, when you heard about this, you know, hey, we're going to learn animation and make little films, what drew you?
Well, from the beginning, I've always liked films. And as far as the animation part, I wasn't sold that much on that part because I don't have any artistic skills, or at least I thought I didn't.
I argue that point, but all right.
But the script writing part was actually something that I've always been interested in because I like movies and I like the scripts and I like stories. So that, you know, I was sold on that alone.
Yeah. We're going to post your film at hearnow.org. Listeners can see for themselves, but did you find out, hey, I am an animator?
To a degree, yes, to a degree.
Well, let's listen to a clip and tell us a little bit about what this is about, and then we'll listen.
Okay, well, this film, it takes me back to 1986. I was about 7 years old, and my father used to come get me over the weekend, and, you know, we used to watch these three films. So one was Fright Night, The Neverending Story, and Flight of the Navigator. You know, my father was out on bail for a crime, and he ended up going to jail for about 6 years. So during my incarceration, maybe this past year, about November of last year, surfing through the television, I saw Flight of the Navigator.
And even though decades later, that sparked memories of watching the film with your father, memories you wanted to share with him. Let's listen to a little of Paul M.'s Nostalgia. That's the name of the film. We see big hand-drawn numbers showing the year, then the silhouette of a young boy looking up at his father. Let's listen.
The year, 1986. Vivid impressions wash over me. Precious moments being with my father. Together, just the two of us, engrossed in cinematic genius, captured in three of our favorite movies, The Neverending Story, Fright Night, and The Flight of the Navigator. My eyes drinking the sight of a proud and composed father. Show me a hero, and I'll write you a tragedy. My father, out on bail.
At the end there, we see a sketch of your father. It seems quite good. Then hands gripping the bars on a jail cell. Again, we'll post it at hearnow.org. But I'm wondering too, Paul, if this project also gave you a chance to somehow examine. I mean, you mentioned your father also had been in jail.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, I didn't realize it until making this film how much his incarceration affected me. And likewise, you know, I have children, even though I may not see and they may not tell me, you know, at 41 years of age, you know, I've just now let my father know exactly how much his incarceration affected me. Mm-hmm. We just don't have that type of, you know, relationship where I talk to him and tell him things that happened 30, you know, plus years ago.
But this was unexpected. He didn't even remember the movie.
Right. Right, exactly.
Was that crushing?
In the beginning it was, but once he said that Fright Night stuck out more to him, I could understand, because that was kind of like, you know, that was like a deep, deep movie, vampires and whatnot.
Well, so, Sean Kelly, we hear that this was more than just making a minute and a half animation. This is somebody, you know, having some self-examination. Sounds almost like a little bit of video therapy.
I mean, obviously the stories, when I hear stories like that, it you know, fills me with great pride for the project. But we didn't start this project in order to rehabilitate anybody. We're thinking about how to connect with people outside of prisons. And we're not saying that there shouldn't be consequences, but we are saying that we can't just forget about people behind prison walls. And so we could only tell that story so well without some help. We needed to have help from people who live behind walls. And so we're just a group of people trying to make something interesting for the public.
Well, it seems to have gone beyond that, because it sounds as if a lot of the inmates do talk about family. One of them, Justine O.G., made a film, and the musical performance on the film is from his 15-year-old son, Justin. Here's a little bit of another film by Lamar L. Here we see beautiful hand drawings, white lines against a black background, a lion surrounded by playful cubs. It's called My Kids.
My children are very important to me, like Simba was to King Mufasa. My children are destined for greatness, but they cannot follow my path. I thought I was a king like Mufasa. But what kind of king lead their cubs into the darkness?
Paul M., I'm wondering if you talk to each other about this, because this seemed like a theme for you as well, you know, of your father was in prison. You have children, you're in prison, and it seems like Lamar L. is also thinking about, I don't want my children, my Simba, to follow me into this darkness.
Yeah, we did talk about it, and because he's on the same block that I live on. Mm-hmm. We were like real close-knit during the making of the films, and he put a lot of effort into that because he truly loves his kids. If I'm not mistaken, we've been on visits numerous times, and the embrace that I see him connect with when he comes out there, it reminds me of the one time that I did see my father during his incarceration. And I always bring that up to him.
Did your children go and sit and watch this projected from a coffee shop onto the walls of the Eastern State Penitentiary, which again is now a museum? Did they go? Did they see it?
Yeah, actually, my son did. He'll be 15 in January, and he was about 2 months when I got incarcerated. So this was like something that he never knew. You know, he has some questions now, like, wow, Pop, you know, he went to prison before.
Yeah. So it sounds wonderful. We're going to link people. I know, Sean Kelly, it was an idea you got from the project from Illinois, Stories from the Inside Outside. This was a 2015 art installation produced by Illinois inmates projected outside the Cook County Jail. It sounds like it has tremendous benefits. But what do you say, both of you, to people who say, I'm sorry, if you're incarcerated, I don't know what you did, Paul M., but you did something bad? You should not have the privilege of learning how to make an animated film. I mean, you know, start with you, Paul, and then Sean. What do you say to people who say, that's a waste of my taxpayer dollars, if it is that, or that's just not what prisoners should be able to do? I can't even learn how to do that.
Our superintendent in here has a phrase to people that think that way, and I'll quote her because I like the phrase. Everyone in here is in here for making a mistake, and everyone in here have been judged and sentenced due to that mistake. So, as she says, would anybody like to be judged on their worst day? And having said that, there are people in here who just had one bad day, and it turned into a horrible day, and they're trying to say, hey, you know, it was just one of those days. Regardless, they actually are good people and are putting forth efforts to show people that and to tell others not to make the same exact mistakes that they made. Sean?
Sean?
I would add that it's not taxpayer dollars. It's our generous funders, the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, who paid for the project. That said, it's not for everybody. If someone feels that way, maybe they should catch our next project. Mm. But this project is about these voices from behind these walls. And I maintain that they're powerful stories that are we could all learn from.
The voices are heard in the project Hidden Lives Illuminated, films, animated films made by inmates and then projected on the wall of the Eastern State Penitentiary, which is now a museum in Pennsylvania. That's Sean Kelly, Senior Vice President, Director of Interpretation at the museum, and Paul M., an incarcerated inmate at the Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution at Chester. Paul, Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.